Shabbos Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet 1:4. Ve'elu, and these, we refer now to the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah had said that you cannot delouse or read by candlelight on Shabbos because we're afraid you'll come to tilt the lamp that's burning and therefore be over the malach of mavir, of kindling. So ve'elu, those two durabanans of not delousing and not reading by candlelight, min ha'halachos sha'amru ba'aliyas Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurion, they were from the 18 halachas that were decreed in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurion. Kishe'alu levakro, when they, the chachamim, the chazal, went to visit him. He, according to the Bar Tanura's understanding, based on the Gemara in Brachos, there was a time when they were thinking about being gonez, about essentially burying the Sefer Yechezkel, Ezekiel, the prophet, because there are a number of psukma that seem to contradict what's said in the Torah. And he, Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gurion, took it upon himself to write a parish explaining the various verses, how they are in fact not contradicted to Torah. So the Gemara says he went up to his attic with 300 barrels of oil. 300 often is a number of exaggeration in the Gemara, but notwithstanding, the point is that he went up there with the intention of being there as long as it took, burning the midnight oil, to resolve all of the apparent contradictions between Yechezkel Hanavi and Ezekiel the prophet and the Torah, the Chumash. So since he was up there and sequestered, so they, the Chazal, went to go visit him. Nimnu, and when they were there, they realized that they had a quorum to paskin and resolve certain issues. It's like a Sanhedrin would. But typically what had happened was that the majority of members of the Sanhedrin were from Beis Hillel, and therefore the Lacha consistently went like Beis Hillel. But on this particular occasion, they had a quorum, and yet the majority of the sages in attendance were from Beis Shammai. So there were a list of items, I guess, that Beis Shammai felt very strongly about. There were, you know, they were hoping there would be a chance to enact them and resolve the various issues. And they found out on this particular occasion that there was a majority of Beis Shammai. So it says Nimnu, they counted themselves, you know, they took a vote. Verabu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel, and it turned out that there was a majority of Beis Shammai exceeding those of Beis Hillel. And therefore, the rule is when you take a vote in the Sanhedrin, Acher Rabim Lahatos, the Pasuk, so understood that you go after the majority of the sages present in the Beis Din. So since here we had a majority that were Beis Shammai, they were able to promulgate, they could pass on these 18 Shmonasar Dvarim, Gazer Bavayom, they were Gozer, they decreed 18 Durabanans on that day. So in other words, two of those Durabanans that were decreed in the attic were that were going to be strict regarding reading by candlelight and delousing by candlelight. There were 16 more. They are the whole hodgepodge of halachas, mostly around the halachas of Tumah and Tahara. I'm going to break ranks with the Bar Tanura, who actually goes and speaks out all 18. I'm going to choose not to do that here, because I think it'll take us too long. It'll take us, you know, probably not the interest of the listenership here necessarily to hear all 18 and explain them all. So we'll pause there. But the Bar Tanura, and I'm sure every parish you have in front of you, we'll go through all 18. They're discussed mostly, like I said, in with Tumah and Tahara. So we'll discuss essentially all these things will come up in other Mishnayos throughout Shas. We'll get there to each one in their own time.